Lusaka Radio.
So many radio stations out there. sound like us. Talk like us, or even look like us. But at the end of the day, only their people. They are not like us.
It's about the talent.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like, they not like us.
They are far from who we are. 977 News. All day, every day.
A warm welcome to the Lusaka Radio Main News. In the headlines, the Bookmakers iGaming Association of Zambia, BIGA, says the proposed 10% excise tax on stakes could undermine the sector's contributions to the nation's economy. More traditional leaders in Choma have declared support for Joe Mujindu as their next Member of Parliament for the Choma Central Parliamentary seat in next year's general elections. In international news, a preliminary report on the Air India crash in June has found that both fuel control switches were in the cut-off position, a step that turns off the engines, moments before the plane crashed in Ahmedabad.
917 News, all day, every day.
And now with the details, my name is Terence Makondo. The Bookmakers iGaming Association of Zambia, BIGA, says the proposed 10% excise tax on stakes could undermine the sector's contributions to the nation's economy. BIGA warns that the proposed tax could have dire consequences for Zambia, including pushing customers to unregulated operators, jeopardizing over 2,500 jobs, and eroding millions of dollars in annual sponsorships. The association notes that this could further compromise consumer protections and responsible gaming measures currently in place. The association has underscored the significant role that the licensed betting and gaming industry plays in the economic landscape of Zambia. The industry, which has been one of the highest taxed sectors in Zambia, generated an impressive 932 million kwacha in tax revenue for the Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA in 2024, excluding revenues from land-based casinos and slot machines. The sector is subject to varying gross gaming revenue GGR taxes ranging from 15% to 35% alongside a 15% withholding tax on winnings.
977 News.
More traditional leaders in Choma have declared support for Joe Mujindu as their next Member of Parliament for the Choma Central Parliamentary seat in the next year's general elections. The village headmen from different wards of Choma constituency expressed dissatisfaction with current MP Cornelius Mwitwa, whom they accused of being an absentee MP. Mwitwa is currently serving his third term as Choma Central Member of Parliament under the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. The headmen from different wards of the constituency gathered a meeting in Nakimpa ward that was attended by Mujindu himself. Among the other 30 traditional leaders that attended the meeting was Headman Sikabuba, Headman Mawuyelala, Headman Naloya, Kezia and Headman Siamukunde. Speaking during the meeting, the traditional leaders alleged that Mwitwa had abandoned them and that it was time for him to go. Among the concerns raised were that the area MP had neglected people in the wards as he was rarely seen.
977 News.
The government has emphasized the need to advance political will in prioritizing key sectors to achieve a sustainable development. Labor and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba says progress is being made in addressing gender inequality and health issues as part of efforts to build an inclusive social society. Speaking during the Rwanda Day celebrations in Lusaka, Tambatamba said these